Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we break down the latest in AI, machine learning, and whatever else makes our brains hurt, in a good way.
Hey everyone, it's Jamie here. I'm mostly here to ask the questions you're probably already screaming at your smart speaker. And today, Alex, I've got a big one for you. What's the deal with Andre Karpathy joining Anthropic? X, was melting down over this.
Yeah, it's one of those moves that makes the entire tech world stop, spill their coffee, and immediately start updating their LinkedIn profiles. So, let's set the scene. On May 19th, 2026, Andre Karpathy, OpenAI co-founder, former Tesla AI lead, all-around neural network rockstar, announced he's joining Anthropic's pre-training team.
Karpathy is like the Taylor Swift of AI. He changes companies and everyone's got theories.
Exactly. And this time, he's not just hopping companies. He's joining Anthropic to start a new team dedicated to using Claude, their flagship language model, to accelerate pre-training research.
Okay, let's pause for a second. For listeners who aren't living and breathing AI Twitter, who exactly is Karpathy? And why is everyone fangirling?
Great question. So, Karpathy's been at the heart of basically every major AI leap in the past decade. He helped start OpenAI back in 2015, went on to lead Tesla's Autopilot AI. So, if your car ever tried to merge into a cornfield, you can thank him.
Or not thank him.
And then he circled back to OpenAI for a year, before founding Eureka Labs, which was all about using AI to teach people. Plus, he's got this massive following online. His Neural Networks Zero to Hero course is practically required viewing if you're getting into deep learning.
So basically, he's the guy you want to have on your AI trivia team.
100%.
Now, what's this pre-training thing he's working on at Anthropic? Can you break it down for us non-PhDs?
Absolutely. Imagine building a giant brain from scratch. Pre-training is the phase where you feed it a ridiculous amount of text, like trillions of words, so it learns language, facts, reasoning, and a bit of common sense. It's the most expensive, compute-hungry part of building a model like Claude or GPT. We're talking weeks of supercomputers churning away.
So this is like the montage in every movie where the hero trains for the big fight, except the hero is a neural net and the Rocky theme is just server fans screaming.
That's weirdly accurate.
Okay, but the real twist is that Karpathy's team is going to use Claude to help with pre-training Claude 2.0, or whatever comes next. What does using Claude to accelerate pre-training actually mean?
So, here's where it gets meta, in the best possible way. Instead of just throwing more GPUs at the problem, Anthropic's betting that AI can help make AI research faster and smarter. So Claude, the current version, helps design experiments, write and debug training code, analyze results, and spot patterns in all the data. It's like having the smartest intern ever, except it never asks for coffee breaks.
Or a raise yet.
Give it time.
So AI is helping build better AI, but it's not, like, rewriting itself in a dark server room and plotting to take over?
No Skynet vibes here. Humans are still in the driver's seat. The idea is that by using smart tools, Anthropic can outpace the competition, not just by having bigger computers, but by making each step more efficient. It's a race to see who can make their existing AI help the most with the next breakthrough.
And this is all happening in the middle of, what, an AI talent war? Is that as dramatic as it sounds?
If by dramatic you mean billions of dollars and a lot of poaching, then yes. Meta, Google, OpenAI, they're all fighting over the same handful of people who know how to build these frontier models. Meta's apparently offering nine-figure packages to lure folks over.
Nine figures? I mean, I'd switch teams for that. I'd even learn how to spell Transformer.
Yeah, and on the same day, Anthropic announced Karpathy. They also hired Chris Rolfe, a cybersecurity legend, to stress test their models. Two big hires, one message. Hey world, we're serious about staying ahead.
So what does this mean for OpenAI and Google? Are they sweating?
OpenAI's probably feeling the sting. Karpathy helped start the place. Losing him to a direct rival, especially now, signals that Anthropic is becoming a real destination for top talent instead of just being on poaching defense. For Google, it's pressure to keep pace, because everyone's converging on this idea. The best way to stay ahead is to use your current AI to help build the next one.
But to be fair, Karpathy's team hasn't shipped anything yet, right? So this is still watch this space territory?
Exactly. Announcing a dream team is one thing, delivering results is another. The real scoreboard will be the next Claude model, how fast it arrives, and whether it actually leapfrogs the competition.
So, bottom line, Carpathy joining Anthropic is a big deal, but the real story is how AI might finally start speeding up its own evolution, with a little help from its friends.
Nailed it. And as always, we'll be watching and probably overanalyzing every step.
That's what we do best. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked today's episode, smash that subscribe button. And if you didn't, well, blame the algorithm.
See you next time, folks.